ask for some
40.
Numbers, 50 square meters?
I would think anything smaller than this would be pretty tough.
Yeah. Smaller than this room or this the space? Because this, yeah.
I'd say 60. I'd say 50, there's no way you can, you can't.
Because that's probably the size of an apartment. The room, 50, no? So it's quite little. I mean, it also depends on price and on shares.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because if you get smaller space, then there's a smaller amount of shares. Because 93 shares, it's particularly for this kind of cost of this space. But if you get cheaper space, which is smaller, then lesser people also can get in, basically. Because
and also what are some basic kind of, conditions, like the minimal conditions of a space for us in order to...
Because you want also some sort of a well-being, no?
Toilets. Of course, it would be good to get a cheaper space, you need less
space. But you know
what?
Actually, it's interesting what you said, because I see it now like this. We collect the shares, and we collected just half. Then the good solution will be just to move to the smaller space, and we anyways keep going. Because we have resources to make it in a smaller version.
Yeah.
But let's say we collected 200 shares, and we will not fit here all, so maybe we need bigger space, so maybe actually this is something which should be a result of like seeing actually how many people we are able to reach.
Another thing I want to mention, and you know my bias is that I'm not in favor of moving, but there is also a deposit. You only need many thousands of euros deposit on another space. But here we've already paid the deposit, Agnieszka and I have. So that's something that I'm happy to keep. Well, especially you, I think you paid.
Actually, more. I paid the deposit.
Yeah, that's between us. But like, I would be happy to keep our deposit as the deposit, as like our gesture of goodwill to this project. And knowing that we would, of course, get it back from this.
Yeah.
And,
so probably we are looking for something better than that. So this one is 120.
He told us it's 114 square meters, but that might be counting like the stairwell and stuff.
Stairwell
it feels a little less to
well
me.
Because we're apartment 78.
It feels like it's about 85 square meters to me. That would be my estimate.
Yeah.
Notoriously bad at estimating.
So let's say like 80 square meters and the price is...
990 is the price for this.
So like better
plus
than... Central.
Plus electricity, internet.
80 square meters and then 1,000 euros per month.
Hey, but there is also another thing about branding the name of the place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes World War III.
Really, and we would need heating, electricity, windows.
Yeah. But
a floor. Definitely get a floor.
Yeah.
Just the walls will do.
The toilets, yeah.
But I think it would be good if it would be rather central.
More central than this?
No, this one is perfect location.
Okay, this
is
you consider calling it central, yeah.
Yeah, there would be another question because some of those were in what is maybe considered central Helsinki, but for me it would sound maybe too far south in the sense that maybe it would be
a foot.
You can go there, but I'm not sure.
Personal bias, but I'm not a fan of crossing Silvasaari Bridge ever if I don't have to. This is as far as
that
central as I go.
The red area.
Yeah.
I mean, about the space, it's really nice to have two toilets here, actually. It's been really nice. When there's a bigger event, it's I really appreciated that. And that there's a little kitchen area.
Cool.
Like, because in a way, this space, I would love to have the possibility to make food also, if I'm coming and I don't have to at least go eat out.
Yeah.
I'd save a lot of money on that, too.
Yeah, those are things I'm really doubting that, well, we'll see, but it's kind of good to know.
Food thing
central,
is, the kitchen
central
thing is tremendous, and that's even a tiny kitchen, but it's enough that you can
eat. It's enough. I've made so much food.
Of course, we could always take that stove with us and plug it in.
Yeah.
And the garden.
Yes, I wanted to ask, what's the thing, because you always point out, is there a rooftop?
Well, John's obsessed with having a garden.
But is there a rooftop that can use for that? I don't know.
There's a rooftop.
But, like a...
Do you
have studios? Don't know. But you have been
there? I was up there all the time, but I mean,
so you
one thing to go up there, it's another thing to like, build structures and
so you can put...
It's not a slant, like...
It's
like this.
They locked
the
door. I'm sorry, they locked the door for some reason now.
You have to have at least
2%
slope. Probably
has
it's could be left something
like
round
metal
on the ground.
Kind of like
we had like square.
You'd have to build
boxes. Plant boxes and things. So it would be okay. I don't
Steve.
Think the security.
Yeah, that's Steve.
Yeah.
Steve.
I was just wondering what your name was.
Oh, yeah, Steve.
And an animal sanctuary. One in the animal
sanctuary. I will come back to this what I said.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. But those were just a few things that I.
Does anybody have some strong feeling
Should we have one section on the homepage where whenever somebody has an enlightening moment of an air that he likes, he or she can post it and anybody else.
We should maybe make a super feed about the names. And then we can maybe somehow that we can like these or like to see which gets the most.
How about whoever has the most stakes gets to choose the name for that, for that 4 months, and then you change it every 4 months.
Oh, that's so
bad. That'd be really bad for the publicity.
You
like,
spend
hey,
all
I'm
our money on
domain
names.
What's the space?
One word, word would be stable. Let's say like start or stop, and then you can put the word somewhere.
It would still be if you kept the web address the same. Otherwise, it would be insanity.
Like you get your underpants and then you put something next to it.
Like the way when they build a new sports stadium, it's like so and so Nordia Stadium, you know, because they pay the most rights for it, and then some other company pays more and it becomes a. Yeah, maybe we should just be called like Hardwall Arena 2.
But I think that's a good fundraising thing. As some people, like you said, really like sort of naming.
Yeah, but
they pay more just so they can.
But it will be able to change things because it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to Hesburger today. No, not Hesburger, our Hesburger, because Hesburger bought all the steaks.
I don't care.
What about Hinge?
Hinge. I suggest we don't suggest names now for that.
But yeah, it's a fun. I think if we have one section somewhere online,
and
we have
but then there's the radical opposite that there's no name at all. They would just make the rule this place cannot have a name.
Or maybe the name is no name at all.
But it has been already, I don't know, no
name. Oh my god, kill me. Kill me.
Untitled.
But you know, I mean, there's something to be said.
But I'm just thinking about like a placeholder, like I am going to no name.
We have a placeholder name.
Yes, but it's
not very good, but it's a placeholder name.
Yeah, but almost nobody is using it. They're like hearing how people are.
I think it should be shorter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
so
short, like
I feel that. Yeah, I just bring it up so it's you know registered.
But
in
if you can make one section, one.
Yeah, you can
just
start
a topic on the side.
Yeah, let's just brainstorm about it. If it could be.
Yeah. I put a note about it. So.
Yeah, someone just add a new topic to the new site, and then you can comment all the names you can imagine.
So if that's it for the branding promotion, then maybe the last thing would be. Formation of legal entity of bank access.
Yeah, this shit's getting serious now.
Well, Daniel need an actual official name.
Yeah, but the official name of the legal entity would be different than the official name of the space.
Yeah, I know.
I threw up some sample rules. I've spent. Should I do this? Yeah, I made a list of rules that would be like the bylaws of the organization. In order to form a cooperative, you have to have rules. There's a Finnish Cooperative Act, which I posted an English translation to. It's extremely long, it's like 50 pages. And actually, I just noticed it's not even the newest. It's the 2001 Act, and they updated it in 2013, and that hasn't been translated yet, so there may be some differences. But 99% of it wouldn't apply to us, because it's about, like, you know, if you merge into a for-profit company, if you have, like, you know, bankruptcy and all kinds of things. So I'll pass these around and I'll send a link out to the pad, but I'll just go through them quickly. So we do need to come up with a name immediately, like by next week, for the cooperative.
Okay.
So in this document, I just called it Tornian Kokeilu, like experiment two, which I think would be perfectly fine, but if you want to come up with another one, we can do it. So there's the legal stuff you have to say. The trade name of the cooperative shall be Tornian Kokeilu. The cooperative shall be based in the municipality of Helsinki, stuff like that. Financial year. The purpose of the cooperative is to provide an interface for establishing a decentralized financial structure for cultural purposes, or also could be said to provide the legal framework necessary to pool funds from cooperative members investing in shared resources for cultural production. That's, I don't know if you guys like that. Again, this is an Etherpad, so we can all edit it. The rules go on to state that individuals or organizations can be members, that the cooperative members of the cooperative cannot use the cooperative to invoice for their own work, for their own private activities.
They cannot use it?
No.
So the Christina's idea about it?
She can start a different cooperative.
Or she can join my cooperative.
Yeah. And this is, to me, that's just common sense. Otherwise, this becomes insane because we have to start dealing with taxes. We won't have to deal with VAT if we don't have any income. The cooperative cannot apply for cultural funding, loans, grants, or other income sources itself. Members of the cooperative are encouraged to seek their own funding sources and to use this capital to support the cooperative via the purchasing of shares.
Why?
Because the idea of this entire project is to create a decentralized financial structure and to have the legal, this is basically to make it the legal minimum to just get a bank account and collect money and pay rent. And the cooperative model is fantastic because it allows members to buy shares, and shares are not income. Shares are investment capital, which means there's no tax on them. You don't even have to, they don't get counted as income. I mean, it's great. So a lot of cooperatives have a one-time fee that you have to pay to join, like a membership fee, and then on top of that you have to buy a share. I thought it would be easiest if we just don't have a membership fee, that just buying one share makes you a member. So 50 euros would be the minimum to join.
It's easier to deal with it because they don't have members who never pay.
Yeah, I think so. It's just basic stuff. Members need to provide their legal name and address. A share is 50 euros. Additional shares are classed as voluntary shares. They're also 50 euros. And the reason they're classed differently is because I found out today that there is a law that anybody can leave the cooperative and ask for their money back. And so by law, we want to basically stop people from doing
that. They can ask for the value of their shares.
Yeah.
So the share is worth nothing.
Well, yeah, basically. But you can also say in the rules that after joining the cooperative, you cannot leave for at least 3 years. That's the longest it can be. And then when you announce you're leaving by writing, you can have to wait up to one year from the end of the fiscal year of the...
Before you pay any money.
Yeah, so it could be almost 5 years to leave. And then you would only get back the initial share, not the voluntary shares. So of that 50 euros, you would get back then the proportion of the company that you bought of the surplus extra money in the account at the end of like 5 years. So basically nothing. But
so
we have to put that in the rules.
Why do you want to do it so completely?
This is the way to basically stop people from saying, oh, you know, I don't want to be in this anymore, give me back my 50 euros.
But do you have to say it? Do you have to give it back when somebody say it?
You have to at least have a provision for the refunding of a share, yeah.
Okay.
I also am stating the cooperative will have no workers or employees, and that's important because all that stuff about having 7 members because of having to pay insurance, if you don't have employees and you're not actually paying anybody, then it doesn't matter. So,
but do you think it would be possible to organize without actually putting so much effort? As you were saying that the branding is needed and all the things to actually start that.
Uh-huh.
So people, your idea is that they will be working for free.
Or their funding will come from somewhere else, from their own organizations.
Okay.
So this keeps the paperwork to the minimum. We have to still get together. I mean, we have to have a founding meeting, which this could probably be. We need 380 euros, which we will never get back. So that is the one big risk we're taking, is 380 euros. That's the fee to form a corporation, so a cooperative. And we can add that into the 93 shares as 7 more shares. And they can be the first 7 shares. I don't know how you guys want to do it. If you all just want to chuck in some money, I'll certainly put in some money for it. But yeah, we do need to come up with that 380 euros. So we should probably talk about that now.
I would put it as shares.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to make it clear, you know, all costs are you know, documented as shares.
Okay.
Yep.
And
the simpler, the easier.
If you want to put your money into paying the fee, then you think of one more share, let's
say. In that case, then we'll need 100 shares instead of 93.
Exactly.
Makes it even.
And it's better.
So then, we need money, and we need to get together 380 euros. We need to form. We need to choose 3 people minimum to be on the board: chair, vice chair.
Secretary.
Yeah, I think secretary is the third one. I'm not sure if it's the same as associations. I think it's just chair and vice chair officially. Actually, I don't think vice chair matters. I think you just have to have a chairman, and then you're supposed to nominate somebody to be managing director, who's basically the person that will have access to the bank account.
Yeah, but you can outsource that to an accountant if you want to.
Yeah. So the other thing is that these rules have to be in Finnish or Swedish. And once again, we have no Finnish people at the meeting. So I would propose...
We had found the Finn.
Well, this is a bigger problem.
My feeling is that it's very important to add maybe to this placeholder page which we have, like kind of, something which could be a little bit of an advertisement, like, hey, get a share.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
I think so. We need to look for people who will be buying shares from now on, basically, as soon as possible.
Yes. But I'd reckon that we go for the name and this, like, the next, like, I think name should be decided quite soon, so maybe let's
yeah, because then if it doesn't have a name, it sounds a little bit
yeah.
weird.
You're
like
talking about space name or cooperative name? Or do you think they should be the same?
I think it should be the same.
Yeah.
No,
coming from Pixel
Lake,
I know
does.
That it doesn't
matter,
matter
at all.
It doesn't
matter
at all.
Because, yeah, it doesn't matter. Actually, many organizations, like formally, they have very different names
yeah.
than, as we know them.
But why do they need to be different?
They don't need to be.
They don't need to be. I am just
they're
trying to find
be
the time.
Yeah.
Because
if you have one time, we brainstorm.
Yeah, but
then
that makes sense
to make them one.
Yeah, that would be the best as well as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And then when we have a name, we kind of make a build like this.
So if we have our next meeting in 2 weeks and we set that by that
yeah,
time, we need a name and then we do it.
A cooperative name.
But just the general name.
General
name. Just go for
right.
We have, don't have one until
the cooperative you wanted for the. Make the formalities upcoming.
I'm under to this a week ago, and I apologize for being slow because we got kind of caught up building the Experiment 2 site, and then I realized I spent a couple of days trying to get people on the phone to answer questions. I was very confused about
that. I think it's good that it took more time because it was
yeah.
a little bit more complex than maybe
yeah.
anybody of us thought.
I would still like to actually have an accountant just kind of look over this and make sure we're not doing anything crazy. But the guy I talked to from this cooperative association said this is actually a normal model. Cooperatives don't have to be money-making entities. It even states in the Cooperative Act that they can be for idealistic purposes.
But
so
it's not an NGO.
No, it's a cooperative. It's another reason why we aren't in associations because this model of selling shares is a way to generate money without having like taxes and invoices and all that kind of stuff. So it's really flexible. I would like to, like I said last meeting, at the beginning of next week, to get together with at least two other people. Have these translated into Finnish by then, have a name decided on, and then that would be the founding meeting, in which case we nominate a chair and nominate a managing director, we fill out the paperwork which is over there on that desk, and then we go down and we pay the 380 euros.
So then we agree on a meeting, or?
Yeah, we can agree on a meeting time, but agreeing on the name might be a little bit.
And also the money?
Yeah, I mean, I can put up the 380 euros. I mean, obviously, one of us is going to go there with our debit card and pay it. We're not going to all hand the guy, like, 50 euros each, so like somebody can pay me back or whatever, and we can sort it out as shares later. Because it's not going to go into the bank accounts, it's going to go to PRH. So, yeah, and then we need to get a bank account. So, the minutes of the founding meeting also need to state the legal thing about like managing directors should have access to the bank account. And we need to choose a bank as well.
Do we need to have a bank account when establishing the co-op?
No. You need to establish the co-op before having a bank account, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, you need a Utunis number. Which we should get. I can't remember if you get one right away or if it takes a couple of days. It's different for Ethereum naming anyway.
So the collecting of the money, how that would work then?
In the future, it'll work with bank transfers. It'll be very easy because.
So everybody makes the transfer, bank transfer.
You'll book on our site. I want click click three shares, and then you'll get a little email invoice saying IBAN number this, send us 150 euros. And then our managing director, every couple of days, will check the bank account.
So basically, we cannot collect the shares from people as long as we do not establish the Osloskunta and the bank account. It will take like 3 weeks minimum.
That's what I would think, yeah. Because also the bank account, you need to make an appointment, you need to sit down.
And in 3 weeks, there is, it's already 8th of December.
Yeah, that's why if our fiscal year is going to be December to November, it would be really nice to have the company form next week. And then we can really be up and running first of December and start to sell these shares. People can buy them as Christmas gifts.
We should make a special flyer for them.
Yeah.
And I guess, anyway, that was the last point or on the day.
I don't know. Is there something missing?
Did we decide about the
name?
I mean, I think it's good to keep it separate, you know, to just say this is the name for this. I'm just trying to say that I don't think it's important. This name, and what's important is our real name, you know, and this is just sort of like...
What's the legal name you'll put on the bank transfer?
Yeah, that's about it, though.
I mean, I don't know if calling it Experiment 2 is, like, in a way, I sort of like that, because it is Experiment 2, and it's not a good name for a venue, but it's kind of a good name for an underlying organization.
It sounds like a 90s, like, rave club kind of thing.
Although, I actually wrote it as Toinen Kokeilu in Finnish, which actually could also be just called Another Experiment.
Back office.
I would be for short in my first.
What I do not like in Experiment 2 is that it shows this indication that it's a follow-up of something. And
yeah.
it's kind of a true, partially, but I don't think that matters.
Mm-hmm.
So,
why not call it temporary too then? Following your writing.
Yeah.
It has to be expanding.
Whatever it is, it needs to be a name that isn't already taken, so we can't call it like S Market. But I mean, you have to actually.
We don't need to really discuss it.
No. But we need to discuss it like finally.
So, what's the date of your next meeting then?
Next general meeting? Like this?
Next week, Friday, but I'm looking.
Do you think if we move these meetings Thursdays, we can get more people? This Friday night, I don't know. If Friday's a good day or a bad day? You can't do both. You can.
I can do, but my son will be coming as well.
It's always possible.
Well, like, what Thursday? What?
Just Thursday, 5 instead of.
But is it like within a month, what Thursday?
Next week, I think.
Yeah, like 6 days from now.
Yeah.